Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, Brewers looking to level the series of this three-game set with the Pirates. Joe Ross getting the ball against Quinn Priester. Ross came out guns blazing with a couple of strikeouts in the first inning and a couple of strikeouts in the second inning. And the Brewers got some help, well, gave some help to Joe Ross with their defense. And the man that little do we know would have a huge night, Sal Frelick, in the second.
2-2 pitch. This is lined into center. Frelick coming in, diving. Did he make the catch? He did! Wow, Sal Frelick. That is a tough play coming right at you on a line. He sold out for it, went into a dive, and caught that ball right before it hit the grass.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ, and it's a risky one, but he made the play this time. Then in the bottom of the second, as it tends to happen, Sal was due up after a one-out double from Joey Ortiz. Frelick finally going yard. I guess the highlight didn't fire. We'll get it right. But he went yard, first on of the year, as the Brewers took a 2-0 lead. That would really spark a rally for the crew. Oliver Dunn would pull a single through the right side. Then Jackson Churio would single up the middle. That put runners on the corners for Bryce Terang. Looks like none of our highlights are firing right now, but we're going to keep trying to roll through it here. As in that second inning, after Bryce Terang hits an RBI single to make it 3-0 at the time, Brewers, Contreras popped out, so you're thinking, oh no, is the inning going to end here? Christian Yelich will be next up at the plate. Yelly would get the job done.
Yelich, a line drive back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Churio will score. Terang, first to third. And the Brewers still have him on the corners. It's 4-0 Milwaukee.
So four runs in the frame on six hits. And little did we know, that would be all that they would score for the rest of the game. The Brewers, though, had Joe Ross on the mound, and he was fantastic, getting ahead of hitters. He had to throw a lot of pitches, though, a few too many full counts, if you ask him. But at the end of the day, the only blemish against him was a two-run homer by Nick Gonzalez. Five strong frames, six strikeouts, and 21 whiffs. That was a new season high for him. However, it was still a tight ball game. 4-2, needed every single great play from the defense. The bullpen was in charge now. In the sixth inning, Brian Hudson got a pair of strikeouts to Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz. Then it was Connor Joe at the plate.
2-2 pitch. Chopper, left side of the infield. It's Terang who fields it, throws across his body to first in time. Wow! That ball was behind the mound and to the left of the second base bag, and Terang came all the way across, fielded it, and threw across his body and gets Connor Joe for the last out in the inning.
Great call once again by Lane. In the seventh inning, Hudson returned for another 1-2-3 inning. In the eighth, it was Elvis Peguero trying to get back on the saddle. He's had a rough few games, and here he gets a strikeout swinging on a slider to Triolo, a strikeout swinging on a slider to Taylor. He got ahead of Andrew McCutchen, 0-2. Of course, Cutch battled. And on the eighth pitch of the at-bat, the highlight of the night.
2-2 pitch. Line drive out to center. Back on it is Frelick. Still back onto the edge of the line. Track, a diving catch by Super Sal. Wow! Elvis Peguero just pointing out to him. You won't see a better catch this year in center field. Full extension, sliding on the warning track, a standing ovation at American Family Field.
Woo-wee. It was one heck of a play for Sal Frelick, to say the least. Trevor McGill would allow a homer in the ninth, but that was all. He struck out a pair as well, as the Brewers pitching staff combined for 37 whiffs against the Pirates tonight. That is matching a Brewers 9-inning game record in the pitch tracking era. So it was all about the swing and miss tonight, as the Brewers racked up 13 strikeouts against the Buccos, and they'll try to win the series tomorrow with the hand of Robert Gasser. We'll preview that coming up next on 620 WTMJ.